It's time to step into the Coming Out Lounge, a cool, safe space to be true to your sexual self, with your host, Rick Clemens. Rick has helped hundreds of people come out of the closet, and now each week he's bringing you cool insights for loving and accepting yourself, boosting your self-confidence, and living a guilt-free, purpose-filled life on the other side of the closet doors. Cuddle up with yourself and get ready for heartwarming coming out stories, ideas for living authentically, and tips for being fully self-expressed. Now here's your host, Coming Out Coach Rick.
Hey, closet dwellers and closet busters. It is time once again for the Coming Out Lounge. I'm your host, Rick Clemens, the Coming Out Coach and the Big Bold Move Maker. That kind of sounds kind of weird, not a Big Bold Move Maker, but that's what I'm kind of becoming known as the guy who helps you make your big, bold moves. So welcome to the show today, and I've got a surprise for you. You're stuck with me. Just me today. There is no interview. And I hope some of you don't tune out because of that. In fact, I hope you stay tuned today because I want to share something with you that, well, I feel like I need to come clean about. Sometimes you do some stuff and you feel like, okay, I finally need to be honest with people and build back some trust and things such as that. And so I'm here today to build back that trust. And I know it's really quiet right now because you're sitting there with anticipation wondering, okay, what the heck is Rick going to reveal? Well, I'm going to be really honest and transparent that, yes, in just 1 month, we are going to launch the Life Uncloseted podcast. Okay, see, it's not as bad as you thought it was. I know for months and months and months, I actually think I started talking about this clear back in January, and here it is already September, and by the time we launch, it'll be October. But sometimes these things just take time, and so I wanted to talk a little bit about why we are making that transition and what it means for you, the listener, because first, I don't want to lose you. I love having you guys listening. And second, I want to make sure that you know that you're still going to get some great content. You're going to hear some beautiful stories. I've already been recording some shows with some pretty amazing people, but we'll get to that in a little bit. But before I explain why we're doing this, I thought it might be helpful to use a story to help guide you into the decision to change the podcast from the Coming Out Lounge to Life Uncloseted. And I got to thinking about this, and it took me back to 2006. I had just gone on vacation to Provincetown, Massachusetts, one of the greatest little places on the planet, and love that place. It's so warm and welcoming, especially to the LGBTQ community. But it's not just an LGBTQ vacation destination. It's a destination for people who all just want to, like, just be. And beautiful, beautiful place right on the end of Cape Cod. So if you ever get a chance, go visit. And we had just gone on vacation. I believe it was me, my husband, and the kids. We had just gone and come back. And I walked into work on Monday morning, all relaxed and happy. And the president called me into his office and said, "Hey, we need to talk to you for a minute." I'm like, "Okay." And he said, "You know, we're going through some growth pains and we've got to cut back some expenses. And we've decided that we're going to let you go." And nothing like having the wind taken out of your sails, especially right after vacation. And especially after you were the third employee hired, you'd been there 5 years, you'd helped the company grow, and then to realize you were completely disposable. Now, this isn't anything new. Everybody in some way, shape, or form in their life probably has been let go or laid off. But for me, it was kind of the last straw. You see, when I, and those of you who've listened to the podcast have probably heard similar stories about this time in my life, but when I was going through my coming out journey, I got laid off from my software company job, a really high and well-paid position. Then I took a year to try to find what was next. I found this job that I'm now talking about where I came back from vacation, got laid off, poured my heart and soul into that, and then was let go. And when I think about living life uncloseted, it's amazing that now, almost 10 years, 11 years later, that I'm really grasping the beauty of what it means to live your life uncloseted. In that moment that I got laid off, I never would have saw the beauty of everything that was about to unravel. But now that I'm 11 years down the road and I'm running my own business, doing my own thing, having my own fun podcast that I enjoy doing, speaking on stages, I am so freaking grateful for that moment that the president of the company pulled me in and said, "We are letting you go because we know you are the person who can get right back up on your feet and keep going." And even as pissed off as I was then, I now look back at that moment, and there's still a little bit of pissed off at times, but I'm so grateful. because that was the moment that set me to beginning to live my life uncloseted. But I'm not sure I would have had the same reaction had I not been through my own coming out journey at that point in time. You see, I have this belief system, and it's a lot of what I do with my clients that I work with, whether they're coming out of the closet to be their sexual self, or they're coming out of a closet to go build a business, or coming out of a closet to say they want to lose weight, or whatever their closet may be. It could be even that they want to go build a more inclusive culture in their organization. Whatever the closets are, you have to go through a coming out journey. And for those of you that are LGBTQ, I want you to really understand that in the years to come, as you go through the closet door, you're going to be given beautiful opportunities over and over and over and over again to come out of closets. And in order to do that, just lean back into your own coming out experience. Now, I do realize that for some of you, the coming out experience may be painful and it won't have good memories. But within the pain and the not so good memories, you still made it through. And when you lean back into those experiences that help you go through this journey, and now you're in another coming out journey, whatever it may be, just realize you got this. You've got it, and you're going to make it. So what does this have to do with creating the show Life Uncloseted? It's because I just really began to realize that there's so many other closet stories besides the LGBTQ stories. And this doesn't mean I want to give up my base or my roots to why I started the Coming Out Lounge podcast. What it means is I want others to start to learn from the great stuff that we do as LGBTQ individuals, the stuff that we do that gives us the power and the empowering abilities to step through closet doors and be who we're meant to be. It's the stories of sharing how people have come to the end of their rope, so to speak, and then they've taken their hand and put it on that closet door and twisted it open and walked through. So this is why I'm inviting you to continue to be a part of my world and to continue to allow yourself to hear the stories and the interviews and the different things that are going to go on. It's going to be somewhat similar, but there's going to be some twists as we go into the new format. We will still keep a good portion of LGBTQ content, so please don't think we're abandoning you. But what we're going to start to bring in is even some more beautiful principles, the principles of coming out and living life uncloseted. And some of those principles are pretty simple. In fact, I'm going to share some of them with you right now so you get a feeling for where we're going in the next iteration and the next phase, the next adventure of podcasting from going to the Coming Out Lounge and leaving that in a beautiful space to move towards Life Uncloseted. And here's what I've learned as I have worked with individuals and gone through my own journeys around coming out, is that there's three things that help us really begin the journey of coming out. And not only begin, but get through the journey and actually walk through the closet doors. The first thing is what I call the escape the bullshit phase. It's where we have to really start looking at the bullshit we're telling ourselves, the bullshit that we're hearing from other people, the bullshit that we allow to get in the way of us living the life that we're most meant to be living. The second thing that we also do as we go through this exploration and adventure of coming out is we have to face our fears, but not just face them. I call it the escaping and exploring the fears. Okay, so it's really about exploring your fears, facing it head on and going, what is that fear? And let's really explore what it's all about. Because when you can escape your bullshit and explore your fears, then it leads you to the third place where you elevate your fucking self-expression. Now, you don't have to keep the fucking in there. I know some of you won't like that word. You know me, I'm transparent, I'm kind of brash, and I love saying that word. But you can just say elevate your self-expression. Because you see, each time you come out of a closet, whether it's the closet of sexuality, a closet of going for a promotion at work, a closet of stepping away from corporate world and going into being an entrepreneur, or even stepping away to say, I'm not meant to be in this relationship. Each time you escape the bullshit, you explore your fears, you step into a place of elevating your own self-expression to be fully who you are, to be on the planet in the way that you're meant to be doing the thing that you were sent to this beautiful place we call Earth, to do the thing you're meant to do. So those are just a few of the principles behind the Life Uncloseted concept, the brand, the mantras, etc. And there'll be mantras that'll be coming out and all that great stuff. But I also want you to understand that the foundations of living a life uncloseted aren't just the escape the bullshit, the explore the fears, and the elevate your fucking self and expression. It takes four other things. And these are things that I've found that as I've done the work and as I speak on stages, these are four characteristics that I believe truly help each and every one of us step into the space of living our life uncloseted. The first one is curiosity. You know, for me, I always had been curious why I had the feelings that I had about who I was. As I looked at my uncle, my dad's oldest brother, who was gay, and I was very curious about him, all of my sexual orientation came from a space of curiosity. But ironically, as I stepped into, well, was forced into a world of, okay, I can either go back to work or I can go create my own thing back in 2006. What I discovered was I got really curious again. And then as the podcast came into being, when I was approached by a friend of mine to take over her podcast, her radio show, I got curious again. And then when I was approached to start speaking, I got curious again. So do you get the theme? Curiosity is where the closet doors begin to open. We got to get curious about, okay, well, what do I want to be? How do I want to show up? What is this thing I really want to be doing? But once we start to satisfy the curiosity, it takes courage, a whole heaping lump of courage to go do that thing we're going to do. It's about facing the fears. It's about looking at all the possibilities. It's about not living in the past. It's not running to the future and going, but what if, what if, what if I can't make this happen? It's all about tapping into your own courage and going, this is going to be worth it. And even if I fail, if I trip and fall, it's going to be worth it. And the more you tap into your courage and you find those inner fires that help you really grab hold of what you're meant to be doing in the world, what you will discover, at least most of us, what I believe we will discover, is a whole lot of confidence. Because you see, the curiosity to go explore things leads to the courage. And the more courage you begin to build up, the more confident you begin to be. I know for me, to confidently go speak on a stage took me quite a while. And then suddenly, I just love doing it. The confidence to turn on the microphone and say, I'm going to create something and I'm going to record something. Even what I'm recording right now for you guys, it took a little bit of confidence and courage to do this today, because I'm not running off a script. I'm going off of what I know in my heart and what I know is the direction of where I want to take the podcast and what I want to give to you, my listeners, and how I want to be of service. But I'm confident in myself that I can do this now and that I can draw from the things, the thoughts, the beliefs that I hold true to be my own personal mantra that helps inspire others. And once you get through that space of being confident, it's still going to take a commitment to keep moving forward. So if you decide you want to be an entrepreneur, you got to be curious about what that looks like. You got to build up some courage to stand in the face of those who say, what are you, crazy? You're going to freaking leave your job and go do this? Yes, it takes the courage so that you can then build the confidence to go do that thing you're going to go do. But even if you have satisfied the curiosity, you've built the courage, and you've got the confidence, trust me, trust me, trust me, that closet door will not open up and stay open unless you stay committed. You have to stay committed to the journey. The journey is going to test you. In fact, there isn't a week that doesn't go by that I'm working with someone or working with an organization where suddenly they're like, you know, we're having this challenge now or that challenge there, or we're having this thing show up that we weren't expecting. Of course you are. Because the universe, God, whatever you want to believe in, is testing you to go, hello, are you there? Are you really going to stick with this? Are you really going to do this? And you just got to show up and say, yes, I'm fully committed. I'm fully committed to being there and doing this thing I'm meant to do. Just let that sink in for a minute. The four C's: courage, curiosity, confidence, and commitment. And the thing that I like about them is if you were listening, you notice I flipped them around. You could actually start with commitment. You could be committed to go be curious. You could be committed to go build confidence. You could have the courage to be committed. You could have the courage to go be curious. Any way you want to lay the four C's out, they're going to support you in getting you out of the closet and on your path. In fact, If you really think about the four C's and you put them with the three E's, the escape your bullshit, explore your fears, and elevate your fucking self-expression, the only way you can do those things is to be curious, courageous, confident, and committed. And in that way, you have the seven magical tools to help you live your life uncloseted. Because you see, it then becomes simple to be bold and live your life uncloseted. So you ask me why I'm switching things up. I've told you it's to reach a bigger audience. I've shared with you that I want to be even more supportive. I've explained that I'm not going to let go of my roots of being and telling stories in the LGBTQ community. But what I know in my heart is life uncloseted is a human right. That each and every one of us here on the planet has the right to live our life our way and live it uncloseted. And I'm hoping as we make the transition that you will see that the things that we bring to you are going to fulfill your life. They're going to enrich you in ways that you may not have even anticipated. That you'll find pathways and doorways to come out of your own closets. Because you see, the one thing I know is this. And many of you may have heard me say this in the past. But the one thing I know is to live your life uncloseted is to realize the truth of who you are is far, far, far more powerful than the false truth of who you're pretending to be. And you can't pretend to be something and live your life uncloseted. So are you ready? Are you ready to join me on the road to life uncloseted? To join us in a month and be there with us each and every show just like you've already been? I hope so. So in the next few weeks, we're going to have some other great interviews. We're going to be going through the last few shows of the Coming Out Lounge. And then one morning, probably around October 13th, something like that, 20th of October, somewhere in that range, you'll hear me come on the air and say, welcome to Life Uncloseted. I'm working on the script and all that stuff for the introduction, but I can't wait for you to join me. And I thank you so, so, so very much for being part of my family and my listenership. And I can't wait to continue the relationship we have and to help you realize it's simple, be bold, and live your life uncloseted. I'm Rick Clemons, your Coming Out Lounge, the Big Bold Mentor, and the guy who can't wait to stand by you as you continue to find your pathway to living your life uncloseted. Have a great week, everyone, and we'll talk to you real soon. So there you have it. Another episode of the Coming Out Lounge has come to a screeching halt. Well, maybe not a screeching halt, but yeah, it is wrapping up right here. And thank you, thank you, thank you so much for listening and being with us here today. And I want to reach out to my listeners right now and say, you know what? I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear your questions that you might like to get addressed here on the show. I'd love to hear your comments, your suggestions. Maybe you know someone who would make a great guest. So if you would like to do that, you would like to give us some feedback and give us some ideas for guests, or you want a question that you want me to answer, give us a ring. Yes, that means dial your phone, 949-371-8559, 949-371-8559. That actually goes to a Skype voicemail box, so you can call us from anywhere that you have access to a Skype number. You don't have to have Skype to dial that number. For those of you who are out of the country, that might make it a little bit easier. Or if you want to send us an email, just send it to rick@rickclemons.com. Again, rick@rickclemons.com, and Clemons is C-L-E-M-O-N-S. We would love, love, love to hear from you so we can put more into the show that's coming from our listeners. And with that, we're going to call it a wrap and wish you well for the coming week. Never stop stepping out, stepping up, and stepping into living your powerful truth, because every time you do, it's simple to be bold. Take care, everyone.